Today on More to Life, parent traps, kids pushing your buttons, dragging you into power struggles. We'll help you be a more grace-filled, effective parent at every age and stage. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with it.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, we're talking about parenting on our show titled Parent Traps. Are your kids pushing your buttons, dragging you into power struggles, making you feel kind of frustrated? We are here to help with your kids of every age and stage, whether we're talking about littles, school-age kids, teenagers, or adult kids. Parenting never really gets any easier.
It changes through the different stages, the different ages, but there's always a challenge to it. It seems like there's a, and the more kids you have, the more likely that is to happen because you've got all of these different personalities. So as soon as you've got, I mean, even we're talking about adult kids, right? As soon as you have one settled and you're like, okay, our relationship is doing well, another one over here just goes off the rails in some way, shape, or form, and you're thinking, can I get a break? Like, I've been doing this for a long time. And I think that at particular stages, and I'm going to risk dating the show here, this past weekend, we both went through the over-sugar phenomenon of trick-or-treat season, and it's a season now. It's not just a day. People, like, we know people who went trick-or-treating like on four different days. It's just crazy. So you've got all the sugar going on, and then that coincided beautifully with the fall time change. And so we've got parents who are exhausted right now and yep, just don't know which way is up. Let's help set that to rights today for you on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and share. Do you have little kids that are struggling to manage their feelings, make good choices, follow through, or behave well? Or maybe you're struggling to help your adult kids manage their feelings, make good choices, follow through, or behave well. You see what I mean? If you'd like to be a more confident, effective parent at any age or stage, we want to help you with strategies that work, give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And now it's a perfectly reasonable question to say, how could some theology help me with parenting stuff? Well, I am glad you asked. So here's the thing. When he was Pope, St. John Paul asked a really big question. Basically, he said, if we looked at everything God's given us, creation, scripture, salvation, history, you name it, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became what we call the theology of the body.
That's right. And the theology of the body reminds us that parenting is much more than a set of techniques or strategies. It's actually a spiritual exercise for both parents and children. You know, we often think of parenting as something we do to our kids. But through the lens of the theology of the body, we see that God is actually speaking to us through our children as well. Their needs, their struggles, and even their misbehaviors are invitations from God to, for us to grow in love and patience and generosity and a host of other virtues.
Well, that's right. You know, parenting isn't just about forming our kids' hearts. It's about allowing God to form ours, too. You know, when our kids push our buttons or challenge us, that's not just them being difficult. It's really God showing us areas where he wants to strengthen our virtue or deepen our trust in him.
That's why we have to approach parenting prayerfully. As we try to help our children grow in virtue and holiness, we need to be asking God, Lord, what are you trying to bring out in me or heal in me through this situation? How are you asking me to change or grow as I help my child face this struggle?
Now, that doesn't mean giving up our parenting authority or
acting
like we're on equal footing with our kids, but it does mean being receptive to the Holy Spirit. You know, instead of just powering through parenting challenges with our own preconceived ideas about how the family should be or how kids should behave or what tools ought to work, we need to ask God to help us see what he wants to do in this moment to guide our child closer to him.
A great practice is to pray before, during, and after important interactions with our kids. Beforehand, we can pray, Lord, help me be the parent my child needs me to be, and help us work together to find good answers to the struggles that we're having. During the interaction, we can ask God to help us maintain a calm, loving presence and be receptive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, as you were saying, Greg. And afterward, we can ask God to help us be sensitive to things that we might need to do to repair the relationship or reinforce the lessons we're trying to teach our child.
And that's how family life becomes the school of love and virtue that the church says it should be, not just for our kids, but for us too. And you know, it never ends. You know, whether our children are toddlers or adults, God never stops using our relationships with our kids to help us all grow closer to him. All right, so that sounds great in theory. But when your toddler's melting down, or your school-age kid is just not doing well with their homework or following through on the tasks you've given them,
they're not being respectful or cooperative and making life just harder,
when your teenage child is pushing back against your rules, or your faith, or your adult kid is falling away from the lessons you tried to teach them about faith, about life, about relationship, what do we do? Let's talk it out. Today on More to Life, the show is titled Parent Traps, as we talk about those times when our kids push our buttons, or we get dragged into power struggles, or just frustrating exchanges with our kids, or difficult situations in our relationship. Whether your kid is a little or an adult kid, we want to help you feel like a more effective, confident Catholic parent and overcome those struggles that we all face. 877-573-7825.
And of course, if you are one of the many, many, many grandparents that are helping to raise your grandchildren these days because your kids are working, because there are difficult situations going on, and you are very much in your grandchild's life and you're thinking, this is a whole new world. And it really is. You know, it's a whole new world even for their parents. What our kids are exposed to and going through now, different way than anybody's ever lived before. And you're thinking, how in the world do I guide my grandchild? How do I have an influence? What do I do? We're here for you as well. In other words, if you're dealing with kids in your life and you're thinking, this isn't going exactly the way I need it to, then give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And by the way, I have a big announcement to share with all of our listeners. You just reminded me of it with your comment there, but I will share that after our prayer.
Okay.
In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you our kids, our littles, our school-age kids, our teenagers, our adult kids. And we ask you, Lord, to help us to know how to be the parent that they need us to be, the parents you want us to be. Help us to be receptive to your Holy Spirit, speaking to us through our kids' struggles, through their misbehaviors, through their challenges, so that we can know what you're calling out in us what you want to heal in us, how you want us to grow, so that we can be more effective instruments of grace in our children's lives. Help us to lead them to you by being receptive to your Holy Spirit in the moment, and being able to teach our kids at every age and stage how to meet their needs in ways that glorify you and satisfy the longings of their hearts. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, Parent Traps, as we talk about parenting at every age and stage, whether we're talking about those difficulties with littles, struggles with school-age kids, challenges with teens or adult kids, we are here for you. 877-573-7825. I wanted to share some big news, though, too. Many of you are familiar with our Catholic Home app. That's spelled Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission, where Lisa and I and our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches provide coaching for, well, families at every age and stage. We added two new discussion channels, one that focuses on marriage questions and marriage improvement, and another for grandparents and parents of adult kids. If you're having a hard time wondering how to be an effective grandparent in bringing your grandkids closer to the Lord, or you're struggling in your relationship with your adult kids, we've got tons of resources on the Catholic Home app just to help you. And lots of coaching opportunities. So become a member of the Catholic Home community by downloading the Catholic H-O-M app. It stands for Households on Mission. And get the coaching and support you need to strengthen your marriage, become a more effective Catholic parent at every age and stage, and be a more effective Catholic grandparent and parent of adult kids. We hope to see you as part of the Catholic Home community. And by the way, this Thursday, we are having our Catholic Home Live, where we meet every month with all the subscribers to Catholic Home for discussion, for questions, for sharing successes, and building community. That's coming up this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. So that is open to all subscribers. So become a subscriber today and let us help you build a more loving, caring, and connected Catholic family life at every age and stage. With that, let's take our first call of the day. Lisa, who's up?
Let's talk with Louise, who's listening to EWTN Radio in California.
Hi, Louise. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to call and say thank you to you. This is a gratitude call because through listening to y'all, I have grown and I have a success story. So, we're new grandparents, first grandbaby. We traveled.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And disaster averted because my ego, my buttons were pushed because we had 2 days, travel constraints, but we had 2 days. Mm. And no sooner had we arrived, and then lo and behold, the other grandma shows up, okay? And I'm sitting there, and sure as heck, I felt it. Like my ego, like, hello. And what's interesting, I wanted to, like, get my husband over in the corner and make a stir and say, what the heck? Why are they showing up? You know, don't they know we only have 2 days to hold our first grandbaby? And I truly felt the power of what I've been listening from y'all. And I just sat there, and it was truly, it had to be the Holy Spirit. Because going back 30, 50 years, my own family, stuff was said, buttons were pushed, and people didn't talk. For 4 decades, really, literally.
Oh, wow.
And so the Holy Spirit really brought that to mind and said, Louise, don't make that mistake again. You saw what the fruit was, huh?
Right. 100%. So you totally get me. So I sat there, and then the ego was pushing me more, you know. And I said, well, it feels so good, juicy, if I could get my son, right, this new daddy, put him over there in the kitchen and say, what the heck, you know. This is our time. What are they showing up, right? But the Holy Spirit held me, and I literally felt the grace of God saying, we're going to do something new in this generation. We're not going to create this kind of garbage and fraction and just, like, nasty spirit, right? And I was overcome with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit held me, and I was having such a good time with my other grandma and the family. And I had a completely different experience.
Oh,
I'm
Louise,
just giving
that's
the
wonderful.
Grace to God. But thanks to y'all, because this is where things can go really offline fast in families.
That's true.
And I said, not this time. we're going to line up.
I am so grateful.
I love this, Louise. Wow. What a testimony. And I hope, you know what, I am positive. I will say I am positive. God put you, gave you the prompting to not only do everything you just told us about, but to call today. Because there are other grandparents who are about to go through this, or about to have something like this happen over the holiday season, or something where they are going to remember Louise's call and say, God put that call on the air on EWTN today for me to hear it, because it is a change of mindset. We can become very territorial. And, you know, Greg and I both had very interesting upbringings. And really, when we went into grandparenting, which we're still pretty new at, we really, I think, had the same kind of prompting. And with one set of other grandparents, they live too far away for us to do a lot with them. The other set of grandparents, we have actually become, like, very close friends with. Like, we will actually get together and do stuff without our adult kids with us, without the grandchildren. Because we want exactly what you're talking about. Like, we just want to have a family that loves each other and enjoys each other. And we put, both sides, put a lot of effort into that. And I can tell you, Louise, you keep on the track that you're going on, you're not just going to end up with a great relationship with your adult kids and your grandbabies. You're going to end up with brand new friends with those other grandparents. So keep on what you're doing and listening to the Holy Spirit every Amen. Step of the way. And thank you, thank you, thank you for your call, because I know it's going to mean a ton to a lot of people today.
What a great illustration of what we're talking about, how at every age and stage, God is not just teaching us how to lead our children to Him, but God is using our children at every age and stage to bring out things in us that need to be healed.
Look at this healing. Yeah, generational healing. Beautiful. That Louise was open to in just the prompting of the Holy Spirit in one weekend. I love it. Thank you, Louise. God bless you.
Keep it up. And thanks for sharing your story with us. What a
so
great thing.
Much.
Hey, and if you're interested, we'd love to have you be part of the Catholic Home community for our new Grandparenting and Parent of Adult Children channel, because that's a great place to continue sharing these successes and getting the support you need to heal this intergenerational
family. Not only support
stuff.
For you, but I love when our members start supporting each other and sharing their experiences and helping each other to really get closer to their family members and to God. And Louise, you rock. Thank you so much.
Amen. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Our show today titled Parent Traps, as we talk about not just helping our kids overcome their struggles, but also understanding kind of what God's doing in our hearts as we respond to our kids' struggles at every age and stage. You know, whether you're frustrated because your 3-year-old is tantruming about something, or your school-age kid is having a hard time dealing with some peer issues, or your teen is pushing back, or your adult kid is giving you a hard time about, just life, you know. We want to help you help them, but we also want to help you see what God's doing in your heart and what He's trying to heal there. So let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Jacob Flores-Popchak. He's a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He wants to share some insights about what we can do when we start feeling flooded as parents. So stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, teach me to pray. The free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Parent Traps. We're talking about parenting. Both how we can help you help your kids, whether they are littles or adult kids, overcome the struggles that they're facing, or help, well, excuse me, and also help you understand what God is bringing out in you and what He wants to heal in you through those interactions. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Jacob Forrest Popchak. He is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. Jacob, welcome to More to Life.
Thanks. Yeah, the show title has me craving peanut butter Oreos today.
I have no reference point for that.
you lost me on that one.
What?
Parent trap.
I've missed this, but okay. Let's move on to your point.
I threw you a curveball too early in the morning, I guess. Just making a parent trap.
That's right? All right. Yeah. Okay. So you wanted to talk, though, about those times when parents feel a little flooded and we're having a hard time, you know, being our best selves in the presence of our kids, whatever age or stage they're at.
Yeah, like you just felt flooded when I made that weird reference.
Yes. Exactly like that.
Yeah. Well, not exactly, because I think we're talking more about the kind of flooding that happens when my kid misbehaves and I find myself responding in the moment in a really disproportionate fashion. You know, when I reflect on it later on, I'm going, man, I got way more angry about that than I should have. Or, you know, I saw my kids fighting and I had an anxiety response as though I was in danger. Right. Or I heard my baby crying and I felt personally, you know, really, really sad and grieving to a degree that surprises me. But I think all parents will have moments where they will notice disproportionate emotional responses like those. And it's important to not be ashamed of them. Right. But it is important to reflect upon them. I'm reminded of a scripture that's very special to me, Ezekiel 18:2. Where it says, fathers have eaten green grapes, thus their children's teeth are on edge. As I live, says the Lord God, I swear that there shall no longer be anyone among you who will repeat this proverb in all of Israel, for all lives are mine. Now, this phrase might not make sense to our modern ears, but this is an ancient phrase. You know, fathers have eaten green grapes and their children's teeth are on edge. And what it refers to is those moments, the choices I've made or traumas that I've been impacted by, right? Painful things that I've experienced and been impacted by, the grapes I've eaten, the sour grapes that I've eaten, as it were, affect my kids more than it even affects me. Their teeth hurt because of something I ate, right? It's an analogy for the traumas that have been inflicted upon me, often in my own childhood, that I am now inadvertently passing down to my kid. And those moments where I'm feeling really, really disproportionately overwhelmed by some feeling in response to my kid, those are actually moments in which my child's behavior is somehow inadvertently taking me back to some hurt that I have suffered in my upbringing. Maybe it's some, you know, poor choice that my parents made. Maybe it's some lesson that I observed wrongly. Maybe it's, you know, something that my siblings did to me, whatever. But if I'm personalizing and sort of projecting on my kids' behavior, you know, it is always because, you know, of those sort of green grapes that I have eaten or perhaps that my parents ate. And if I take that feeling out on my kid now, that's going to be sort of forcing them to eat those grapes. The good news is that I think those moments, like I already said, are not moments to be ashamed of. They are, as you guys are talking about on the program today, really invitations from the Holy Spirit to examine with greater prayerful self-reflection those areas of my own life, those areas of my own past and my own story that Christ is really wanting to heal, right? My child, just by being who they are and by behaving how they do, is being used by the Holy Spirit in that moment to alert me to some unresolved wound in my own heart. And if I can use
and to see it through a different lens too, right? The different lens of, you know, we so often, all of us, there's not a person on the planet who doesn't experience this, feel like maybe I didn't deserve to be loved, or maybe I still don't. There's something there that gives us that message. But when we see how much we love our children, and suddenly we have that flashback moment, if you will, that you're talking about, that makes me overreact. When we allow the Holy Spirit into that, then we can start to heal even that part of us. Because we know if we love our children that much, how much more does God love our child and us and want to heal that in us, right?
Well, I think that's centrally what the Scripture is saying when God says, all lives are mine, right? He's saying, yep, you're all as important to me, right? Your kids are important to me, you're important to me, you're all equally important to me. And I think what you're getting at is the real, you know, central heart of what I'm saying, which is that suddenly it allows me to approach my child's, quote-unquote, misbehavior as something I can be grateful for, because it's alerted me to something that God wants to heal within me. I suppose it's something that I'm
angry about. And, you know, we have an entire chapter in both Parenting Your Kids with Grace and Parenting Your Teens and Tweens with Grace on parenting as a healing enterprise, how God wants to use our relationship with our kids to heal us. Check it out, Parenting Your Kids with Grace and Parenting Your Teens and Tweens with Grace. We're taking your calls right now, though, 877-573-7825.
Looking for a more peaceful family by Christmas? Join Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak for a free live webinar, Have a More Peaceful Family by Christmas. It's Thursday, November 13th from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Discover practical ways to reclaim Advent with purpose, prayer, and joy. Don't let Advent slip by in stress and distraction. Join the Popchecks and turn this season into a sacred success story. Register now at AveMariaRadio.net and make this Advent your most intentional yet.
Teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. In the Bread of Life discourse, documented in John chapter 6, Jesus states that he is the bread of life, and that his flesh is true food and his blood true drink. The Jews were scandalized in verse 52. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus does not back down, but reiterates this teaching four more times over the next four verses. Many left in verse 66 because this teaching was truly difficult. But at no point does Jesus water down his teaching and call them back. No, he allows them to leave, and even questions his 12 apostles if they too wish to leave. Jesus intended to be understood literally, and the Jews, apostles, and the Catholic Church absolutely take him at his word. Examining the truth of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popchak. Do you want to influence your adult kids? Make sure that the relationship you have is deep enough to contain the conversations you're trying to have. Sometimes a relationship, though pleasant, can be too small to comfortably fit the big questions we want to discuss. Trying to have deep conversations in a shallow relationship is like buying a couch that's twice as big as your living room. It might be a great couch, but trying to make it fit is going to be awkward at best. This is why it's so important to work harder on your relationship with your adult kids than on the things you want to say to them. The more you focus on building a deep and loving relationship with your adult kids, the more likely they'll be to accept you as a mentor. To learn more, check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled Parent Traps, as we talk about parenting. Kids pushing your buttons, dragging you into power struggles, just making you feel frustrated. We want to help you overcome those challenges, but we also want to help you discover what God is doing in your own heart and how He is trying to heal you through the challenges our kids are facing.
And that doesn't mean just offering it up. Didn't mean to jump on the number there. But I think that some people listen and they'll say, well, that they just mean, you know, spiritual exercise, just offer it up, suffer through it. It's fine. No, we're not talking about taking away your authority. We're not talking about you not being effective as a parent. We're talking about how to handle all of this with grace that heals your child, you, and your relationship. Let's make that happen for you today.
Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Before we take our next caller, we want to send out congratulations to another EWTN radio partner, Pax et Bonum Radio, serving Albany, Saratoga Springs, Hudson, Esperance, and Cherry Valley, New York, is celebrating 15 years with us this week.
Woo! Congratulations to Tom and Laura Threlkeld and their great team at WOPG AM and FM from all of us here at EWTN. And folks, wherever you are tuning in to EWTN Catholic Radio, make sure you are supporting your local EWTN Catholic Radio station with your prayers, for sure, but with your dollars as well. Let's keep EWTN Radio going strong for decades to come so that we can keep supporting you in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life, you and all the people that you love. Thanks again to all the good folks for making Catholic Radio possible, especially you, the listener. And with that, let's go to our next caller, Lisa, who's on deck.
We're talking now with Evie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Louisiana.
Evie, listening on Catholic Community Radio, welcome to More to Life. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have been struggling with my older son and my daughter-in-law who live in Florida. And I've said some things in the past, and I've been struggling with how to come to healing, and sometimes it's hard when we get together to step aside and say, can we talk, because we're so busy with the grandchildren. I really don't want to put anything in that mix. I want to just be with the grandchildren and be happy. So the last couple of times I visited, I think I behaved pretty well. I'm the kind of grandparent that wants control and wants to do things and wants to go places, and they have their own life. They have their own plans, and when I come in to see them, sometimes I put a wrench, and I don't mean to. It's just I'm so excited to see them, and I'm so excited to be there because I live 8 hours away. The holidays are coming, so Christmas and Thanksgiving's the closest, and I called my son. I said, well, what's happening for the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas? And actually, my granddaughter's second birthday is Wednesday, and I thought I could go visit, but I really wasn't invited. I said, what are you doing? And they go, well, we're just having cake and at home and stuff. But it's not like he went, well, Mom, you know, just come for the day. Or it's like it's making it hard for me not to, they're not inviting. But then, again, they're making plans with her parents or her sisters and brothers and stuff. And
now, Evie, it says on our board, though, that your son is still hurting because of your divorce, and that, you know, he's not really feeling like the healing has happened there. Is that, I'm assuming,
that
a component to all
you
of
know,
this pushback,
not,
right?
And that's good. Thank you for bringing that up, because I know that, you know, he has, and as an adult, some of the things that he did in his life brought forward to meeting people has hurt him. But I think now it's complicated and broken, because maybe I broke it because I said things in that okay. to my daughter-in-law, or misbehaved as whatever I did in their home that wasn't acceptable. So now, as broken as the divorce, maybe he's bringing that and it's still kind of going into, but he never said why they were broken presently and why it was complicated.
Have you ever, you shared with us that you recognize that you haven't always been the easiest guest, or sometimes you've gotten to, let your excitement kind of run away with you. Have you ever addressed that with them directly and either apologized or kind of talked through that with them?
Well, I kind of addressed it with my son and not my daughter-in-law, but I wanted to address it with actions and pray and have the Lord and the Holy Spirit just hold my tongue. Please be
ready
and let me.
No, I appreciate
that. I really get that. It's got to be a both end here.
Yeah.
And this is why, Evie, you start switching up your actions as a more whole-healed, person without having the dialogue with them, and they're just going to see it through the lens that they already have of you.
There's a story I like to tell. It might be an apocryphal story, but it illustrates the point.
Okay.
So there was a professor who was teaching a class on perception. He asked the class to come out into the woods behind the school building, and there was a stream there. And so he had the students go to this stream, and he said, now this is the middle of the winter, by the way. And the stream is there, and he says, okay, I want you all to take off your shoes and socks, and I want you to put your feet in the stream. And they were like, I don't want to do this. It's going to be freezing, right? But their grades at stake, so if he finally convinces them to do it, they stick their feet in, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is so cold. And then they realize it's a hot spring.
Mm.
Their first reaction was, this is freezing. And then they realized, oh, wait a minute. No, that's not correct.
And their very first reaction was to say, this is going to be awful.
Yeah.
And then they perceived it as exactly what they thought it would be, and then it had to settle in that it
was
a hot spring.
So the problem is we see what we expect to see. And so unless you have that direct conversation with your son and your daughter-in-law about the fact that you recognize that, you didn't mean to, but in your excitement and, with your personality, maybe you kind of stepped on their toes a bit in the past and maybe haven't been the easiest guest to have, I think you need to admit that to them. And say, I see that, and I see that it's caused some frustration for you guys, and I see that it maybe has made you a little reluctant to invite me, or to have me be as much a part of your life as I'd like to be, and I'm sorry about that. I recognize it, and I really want to try to change that, because I want to be the mom and the mother-in-law and the grandma that you actually experience as supportive and are happy to see when I come, as opposed to feeling like, oh, here she comes with all her plans and agendas, and whatever she wants to do has to be it. That's going to be all this drama.
And you want to tell them that that's what you want to do. You want to tell them a little bit about what you're going to try to be doing. Give examples. But most importantly, you're going to ask, and how can I do that for you? What do you need from me? Because for you, Evie, for myself, for every other grandparent on the planet, we move the minute that stick turns pink, we move from controller of all things, including giving life and sustaining it for them, to support personnel. That's what we need to be doing. We step back from our own plans, our own ways, and we pass on, we've had our time to pass on all of this to our kids, including our holiday traditions and all of that stuff. And then we move into support where, for holidays and things like that, we say, what will work for you? Is it easier for you this year, kids, to come to my house so I can do all the heavy lifting and all the cooking and all the cleaning up, and you can just sit on the floor and play with the kids and eat your food and go home? If that's great, great. If not, is it easier for you to have this at your house and I come there? What do you need me to do? How can I lift some of your load? We become open to be the support personnel with all our hearts, but we have to ask. We can't just assume what they need.
Yeah, and the strength of our relationship with our adult kids is going to be directly proportionate to how much they see us as a support to them. And that can be a hard pill to swallow for an adult kid, because for an adult parent rather, because we kind of want to say, well, what about all the other stuff we did raising them?
Yeah,
and I get that. I do. I mean, I've been there too. But the truth is, our adult kids are trying to build their life, and they need help and they need support, and that's why God put us in their lives. And the more we make it about us and our plans and our agenda and what we want to do and what we want to make happen, the harder it is for us to fit into their life, and then we end up getting sidelined. So the first step here, Evie, is to really just talk to them about how, like you talk to us, right?
Yeah, just talk to us.
And just acknowledge that, you know, you see what you've done in the past, and you're sorry about it. You know, you didn't mean to hurt their feelings or to cause drama or whatever, or, you know, get in the way, but you just got excited and you let your feelings get you carried away, and you recognize it, and you want to be different moving forward, and give them the experience of an Evie who is there
supportive
to support them.
And loving, yeah. And awesome, and also willing to go with the flow of their lives right now.
And so, you know, you can ask them then, you know, do you have any, you know, think a little bit about what you might like to see from me that would really make it easier to have me around or to maybe feel supported by me. And they might not have answers right away, and that's okay. You just keep asking the question to let them know you're really interested in hearing what they have to say. And when you do see them, you know, just try to take that step back and say, so what plans do you guys have? How can I fit in to your plans, as opposed to kind of marching in with your 12-point plan and saying, this is what we're going to do. All right, so I'm joking a little bit, Evie. But
yeah, by the way, that's we all have that, because yeah. We feel like, okay, I've got this weekend to make all these memories with the grandchildren and do this wonderful thing. But they have this whole flow going on that we have to start submitting ourselves to,
well,
so that we can be.
It's like our first caller, Louise, you know, who had her plan about how she wanted to go and meet her first grandbaby, and she was going to do all these things, and then all of a sudden the other grandma showed up, and how the heck? What's up with that, right? But she was able to kind of go with it. And because she went with it, she not only was able to have a better relationship with her son and her grandbaby, but also heal some intergenerational trauma there from her own family.
Yeah, for her own self and her own family. And I will take you back to our theology, the body point, Evie, before we let you go, which is pray before, pray during, pray after. You know, this desire that you're feeling is from the Lord, but you have to ask the Holy Spirit to come in and craft it, and let it grow, and let it bring healing, and let you take this in a stepwise way. And even if your son doesn't, like, throw a parade for you when you first announce this, because he's scared, he's not sure you're going to follow through, he's got a whole history behind him that makes him nervous about it, keep doing what you're doing, keep asking him what you can do to be supportive, prove yourself, and keep the dialogue open. That's
now
the most important part.
Two resources for you moving forward. We have our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It goes into much more detail than we can on the call about how to really rebuild your relationship with your adult son. And, you know, find a way to change this dynamic that exists there. It'll walk you step by step through the process of healing that relationship and kind of turning over a new leaf. So that's having meaningful, sometimes difficult conversations with our adult sons and daughters, which is really all about how we can be that supportive presence and healing presence in our adult kids' lives. The other thing I'm going to suggest is the brand new grandparenting and adult parents of adult kids resources we have on the Catholic HOM app. That's Catholic Households on Mission. Download it wherever you get your apps. Become part of the Catholic home community. And you can ask Lisa and I and our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches any questions you have about being a more effective grandparent or parent of adult kids and be part of the Catholic home community. Check it out. Thanks so much, Evie, for the question. If there's more we can do for you, you know where to find us. With that, we have to go to break, but as we head out, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from James chapter 1, verse 5.
If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without fault, without finding fault, and it will be given to you. I love this, because who doesn't lack wisdom?
Well, especially when it comes to parenting,
God.
Right? Look,
absolutely.
The big secret that every parent has and doesn't want to admit is that none of us know what we're doing. We don't. We're figuring out as we go. But God knows. And if we bring it to him and we say, okay, Lord, teach me, what do I do now? He will.
And what I extra love about this particular scripture, again, it's James 1:5, is who gives generously without finding fault.
This is about talking about God.
We are so afraid to go to God and ask for wisdom or ask for what we need or pour out our hearts to him, especially about parenting, because we feel like he gave us these children and we're supposed to do it right to prove to him that we've got it all together, to prove to him that we deserved the gift of our children or whatever that is. And he knows we know nothing. All wisdom comes from God. And he finds no fault in us coming to him and saying, can you share some of that with me, Lord? Because I don't know what I'm doing, and I need your help.
Amen. With that, we got to go to break. When we come back, more with your calls at 877-573-7825. We're talking about parenting today on More to Life on our show titled Parent Traps. So we talk about helping you overcome those frustrating things that your kids do, whether they're littles or adult kids, but also what God might be calling out in you through those exchanges and how we can learn and grow as parents as well. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. The land of our Lord and our Lady is calling us. We're heading back to the Holy Land over Christmas break this year. We have the best, most reliable guides and services awaiting us. The holy sites are open, and the local Christians are anxious to see us. Galilee, Jerusalem, Nazareth, Bethlehem. No crowds, no lines. Hope you can join us.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at AveMariaRadio.net.
He is honored by the church as a saint with the title of the Angelic Doctor.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Thomas Aquinas wrote a basic textbook for young theology students that became the church's most famous guide to the faith, the Summa Theologica. It helped him earn the title Doctor of the Church. He died in 1274.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today, on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're taking your calls about parenting today on More to Life, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Fernanda, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Middletown, New York.
Fernanda, welcome to More to Life. What's up?
Hi, thank you. Thank you guys for taking my call. I have a 7-year-old who gives me a lot of trouble with anything new that I want him to do. It would be new to him, like a sport. There's some tryouts in school, you know, like soccer, basketball. He doesn't want to do any of it. I'm thinking about maybe altar serving. He says, no. And then I talk to him.
What does he want to do?
Exactly. So I asked, and he's like, well, I want to do the art club. He's done the art club before, and it was very good. It was very successful. So, you know, I'm waiting for the art club to come again. But in the meanwhile, I just wanted him to do something. You know, my trouble is I don't want to push him too hard where I'm going to traumatize him. But I don't want to be too soft either where I'm going to be like, oh, yeah. You know.
Fernanda, let me ask you a question. Excuse me, my voice is just going all of a sudden. Why? Why do you want your 7-year-old to do something? He likes the art club. This is a child who obviously has a little bit more of a quiet spirit. He wants to produce it. He enjoyed that. I understand that you want him to continue to have that experience, but in a world where every single study is saying we are pushing our kids too far into too many activities, we are losing connection with them, tell me what your motivation is to get him involved in something else right now until the art club rolls around again.
Yes, thank you so much, Lisa, for that question. I'm just afraid, to be honest with you. I don't care. I am very patient, and I can just sit and wait. I raised two other kids, and they're in their 30s now, but now I have a 7-year-old. And okay. And they did fantastic. Like, my daughters did great. And, you know, I went with the flow, just like, you know, they want to do dance, let's do dance. They had each other. There was another one. And so I'm just...
Oh, so you're worried because he's an only child at this point.
Exactly. You know, I am worried. And I just, you know, I don't want to miss an opportunity where I could, you know, be like, yeah. No, you can do it. You're going to do great. But I don't want, you know...
Yeah, no, that's okay. No, look,
positive, loving motivation. Yeah, it is
absolutely
it's
fine.
Great motivation.
I want to calm some of your fears about something. You know, like you said, you don't want to push him too hard and traumatize. You're not going to traumatize him, but I think you know you could make certain things a little distasteful for him because you know it becomes a power struggle, right? If there's something that's important that you needed him to do for some reason that you felt like it was a part of his, like for example, all right, you mentioned. You know, all serving at Mass. Like, if you would like him to do something to work on his spiritual life or his you know relationship to the church, right? You might say, well, look, I need you to pick something. Here are, you know, three things. Or if you can come up with something else, that's fine. But it's important to have something to be able to contribute in some way to the church or to be working on your spiritual life. Which of these things would you like to be doing?
Or do you have an idea for that kind of thing?
Right. Or so if there's some area of his life where you feel like to be a well-balanced kid, he needs to do something. You know, it's okay to require him to make a choice, but then give him several things that he could choose from or give him the option to suggest some things that he might like to do.
But what I love hearing is that he did the art club and he was comfortable with the kids in that club and he was comfortable with what he's doing and he wants to do it again. So you're not talking about a kid who wants to, like, go hide in a cubby in your house. You have a child who really has a sense of what makes him happy and comfortable. So go with that. Look around. See if there are other art classes that he might be able to do at maybe a community art center or something. But in the meantime, Fernanda, do some art with him at home. Do some art projects. Let that bond the two of you where you're sharing art, maybe even alongside of... There are some wonderful programs out there right now. Look up homeschooling art on your server and see what comes up, because there are wonderful things where you can study the great artists and then do replica art and bond over that and actually be teaching him about his faith, because most of those great artists painted the life of our Lord and Lady. Things that allow you two to connect while you're waiting on that, while giving him opportunities to pick something else. But don't worry about pushing him, because he seems to have a really great sense of himself.
Well, I know you're concerned about socialization, but let me share two thoughts about that. First of all, you know, the fact that he has something that he's interested in, got along with the other kids in that club, I think that's a positive thing. But the reality is, kids don't actually learn socialization by hanging out with other kids all that much.
That's right.
Because other kids aren't socialized either.
And he's in school, he's in this club, he's getting that kind of socialization.
Kids practice socialization by hanging out with other kids, but they learn it from their time with grown-ups, right? So it's okay that if he's spending more time, you know, with you or other grown-ups in his life, and you know, as long as he has some opportunities to be together with other kids and practice those lessons, he'll be fine. But you know, it's in terms of, you know, a lot of parents feel like, well, unless I've got the kid involved in 30,000 different activities, number one, they're going to miss out on something, and number two, they're not going to become socially adept. But really, kids learn emotional intelligence and social skills not from hanging out with other kids, because that's the blind leading the blind. They practice those skills with other kids, so they need to have those opportunities, but you're giving them those. You know, so, but if there's something that you feel like he's missing in some area of his life and you want him to be a little more well-rounded, it's okay to say, well, look, I think this is important, and here's why, and here are three things you could choose from, or you pick something else that would be in that category, but you need to do something here, because this is just an important thing for people to be able to do. And you can push him in that way, but giving him some freedom with that. But in terms of, you know, just worrying about his socialization because he's an only child and he has, you know, this one thing that he's into, I think he's going to be fine based on what you're sharing here.
Absolutely.
Just don't worry quite so much about it. It'll come in time. But thank you so much for the question. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here. Fernanda, I'd love to see you be part of the Catholic Home community as well. You can download the Catholic HOM app.
You have wisdom from the 30-year-olds that you've raised successfully and all sorts of support. support you can get in raising this one in this new situation.
Because in addition to the coaching that we provide, we have tons of creative resources to help parents build a really dynamic, beautiful, grace-filled domestic church life and a really more loving, connected, and caring Catholic family life. So check it out. Download the Catholic HOM app, stands for Households on Mission, wherever you get your apps, and become part of the Catholic Home community. And then as a subscriber, you can join us this Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern for our monthly Catholic Home Live Q&A, where our whole community gets together to share successes and get answers to questions and get the support they need to be a more loving, caring, and connected Catholic household on mission. That's Catholic HOM. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you need more personalized support, learn more about our pastoral telecounseling practice at CatholicCounselors.com, or we'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.